Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, beautiful brains. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and today we're diving deep into something that can feel both super fascinating and a little confusing. Your ADHD brain chemistry. Ever felt like you were running on a different frequency? Like the world is moving at one speed and your brain is trying to keep up in slow motion, or conversely sprinting for life while everything else is standing still. That's your amazing, unique ADHD brain doing its thing. Now, before we get into all the nitty-gritty neurochemicals, let me tell you there's nothing broken about this wiring. It's just different. And that difference can be a superpower. But to truly harness that power, understanding how your brain chemistry works is like having the cheat code for life. So, buckle up, my friends, because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways about your ADHD brain chemistry and how it shapes your amazing, sometimes chaotic, experience. First things first. Neurotransmitters are your brain's VIPs. Think of them as messengers carrying essential information throughout your neural network. In the ADHD world, those neurotransmitters like dopamine, norepinephrine, and serotonin, you know, the big players, tend to be a bit less abundant or have a harder time doing their job. This explains that rollercoaster ride of focus, motivation, and impulse control we're all familiar with. You might feel bursts of energy followed by sudden crashes, have trouble staying on task for long periods, or find yourself making decisions based on emotions rather than logic. It's not about being lazy or lacking willpower. Your brain chemistry is simply playing a different game. Second, genetics play a big role in this symphony. ADHD isn't just some random switch that flipped. There's a strong genetic component to it. If you have a family history of ADHD, chances are those neurotransmitter pathways were pre-wired a little differently for you. This doesn't mean destiny is set in stone. We can absolutely learn to work with our brain chemistry and shape our experiences. Third, stress can amplify the chaos. When you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, your brain releases even more stress hormones like cortisol, which can further disrupt those delicate neurotransmitter balances. It's a vicious cycle. But the good news is mindfulness practices, relaxation techniques, and self-care rituals can help regulate those stress responses. Fourth, nutrition matters. What you put into your body directly affects how your brain functions. Think of your brain as a super high-performance engine. It needs the right fuel to run smoothly. A diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and healthy fats can provide the building blocks for optimal neurotransmitter production. And finally, understanding is empowerment. This isn't about labeling yourself or feeling limited by your ADHD brain chemistry. It's about recognizing that you have a unique wiring and learning how to work with it. Just like athletes train their bodies, we can train our brains. Think about this. You've probably had moments where you were hyper-focused, totally absorbed in something that sparked your interest. That's your ADHD brain firing on all cylinders. Now imagine harnessing that laser focus consistently. Wouldn't that be amazing? With the right strategies and self-awareness, you can absolutely make that happen. Let me share a quick real-world example. Imagine you're at work, facing a mountain of emails. You know they need to get done, but your brain feels like it's stuck in slow motion. Instead of getting frustrated, try this. Break those emails into smaller chunks, set a timer for 25 minutes, and focus on tackling one batch at a time. You're essentially creating mini deadlines that work with your ADHD brain's natural rhythm. Remember, my friends, understanding your ADHD brain chemistry is the first step towards unlocking its incredible potential. It's not about fixing what's wrong, but celebrating the unique strengths and challenges that come with this amazing neurodiversity. So go out there, rock your ADHD brains, and remember you are brilliant, capable, and worthy of all the good things life has to offer. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a little brain chemistry boost. And if you have any questions or want to chat about your own experiences, hit me up on social media. See you in the next episode, where we'll be diving into some cool strategies for channeling that ADHD energy into creative productivity.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.